Ocean breeze is blue, says up to the sun's rays. I held a bucket of seeds to sow, watching all the water where it comes from flow.
night.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we get to bullshit all night long. Because that's what we do. Musicians like to bullshit, man. We do. So, a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun, that set. I did, it was my my nepotism set. So, most of that featured my son on drums. That last trilogy there was really a single piece, but it was broken up in three parts. It's called Schwamp, Part 1, 2, and 3. And each one has a subtitle of Schwimp, Schwamp, and Schwamp. It's basically the idea is it's a muted palm style guitar player, and it's a lot of syncopated, you know, metallic music there, and all instrumental, and it's very much a, based on that sound effect kind of thing. So yeah, they've played a few shows recently. I think they're going to do some more in the near future. I know my son's in like five bands, so it's hard to say when they'll do that. Before that was Floratura, who I'm actually going to be seeing next Saturday in Santa Cruz, some jazz club down there. So that was fun. It's kind of a bit of the softer side of, you know, it's kind of a Grateful Dead jazzy kind of thing. Their style, actually, one of the things they love to do is they play some really fantastic covers that they have I Feel Like Cootie song, Zombie. That's kind of fun. So, and then the other band is played before that, Flat Sun Society, and that was from their album Flat Sun. And those tracks were called Where to go? Wrong direction. So the Floratura tracks were called Bucket of Seeds and Ancient Wind, which is from their Bucket of Seeds EP, and the Flat Sun Society had Catch the Sun and Rising Sun. So they're very in tune to the nature. Most of their shows are played out in the middle of the forest in the mountains there in Santa Cruz in like the middle of the night. It's kind of crazy. They have like people that just hike down and go see their shows. It's very, very, very old world psychedelic kind of vibe on that. And then we started off the set with my old band, the Rockin' Chair, a track called Die for Dark Side that I wrote, was the first song I wrote with the band. And the song before that was called Overwatt Hill, which is Bill Donahue's track about getting old and trying to be a rock and roll star and after you've been, you know, past your 30s. Because we all know now that we're no longer young and pretty, but we're old and stout. Old and stout. And
I take offense to that.
And hearty.
Statement. I'm maybe past 30, but I'm still beautiful.
We're all gorgeous. I mean, we are. I mean, our personalities are what exude. You know, that's the part that comes with age.
We're seasoned.
Seasoned. Well seasoned.
I like
salty,
to
if you will.
We're wise.
Beyond our reason. Wise beyond reason. Oh, God. All right, so we got some more stuff going. We're down to the last 45 minutes. Oh, my goodness, time flies. I'm going to play something that was recorded in a bedroom, literally. This album was recorded in a bedroom. The band is called Naive Construct, and it's actually it's a concept album about a person who's mute trying to find love. A love connection, and I think this might be based on somebody they went to college with or someone, but this was literally recorded in a college dormitory in the room with like people sitting on beds and crap, like playing, and it's like it's amazing how this was put together. So I'm going to play that for you now, and then we'll catch up a little bit later and play some other cool stuff. This is Naive Construct, and this track's called Mute.
Yeah.
point of view. We did not choose. We are all broken. Singing cause you need Mubatu. He has created us from a point of view. We did not choose. We are all broken. Singing cause you need Mubatu. He has created us from a point of view. We did not choose. We are all broken.
Life.
I love you too, everybody. That was fun. A lot of fun. That was Nitrous M1, Emily Palin, local artist, violinist. She's amazing. A lot of fun, that set. We had two tracks from her album, Devastation and Destruction, Fire and Supernova. Before that, we had Megafauna from Austin, Texas. They did a fun thing. Sunday, Saturday was a lot of fun track, and then they did Red Queen prior to that. And then we had a couple of weird tracks from a band called Native Construct from Boston that did this weird freaking Broadway-like concept record, which was absolutely insane.
That stuff's pretty crazy.
Yeah, crazy stuff. So a nice little conflux of weird shit there. So we've so these gentlemen have been great hanging out with all night. They have their hunger has reached a maximum peak, though. They're going to take off. I'll wrap up the last 15 minutes with all you folks, but I want to thank them for spending so much time with me here tonight and sharing of themselves and their music, and I hope that all you enjoyed it, and make time to go see them next Saturday, please, please, because bands need the support. They really do. They need you to come out and come see them, and I know it's comfortable to stay at home. I get it. I get it. But get out in the world, man. It's healthy for you. And it's good for these bands to have audiences. They thrive on it. Then they'll bring their better part, and they'll give that to you in return in the form of excellent entertainment. And it's a lot better than just sitting in front of a damn television and absorbing whatever the freaking world wants you to suck on. You know, it's they want you to suck on the lollipop that's tainted with arsenic. That's what they want. Get out, go out and see some live music, go see some fresh bands, go see bands you don't know, go see things that you haven't seen before. Experiment. Have fun. And I thank you three for being here with me tonight. I've had such a great time with you guys.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say that, Radio Valencia is honestly a community amenity. Everybody donate. It's really important.
Thank you.
Aside from us people that want to play our music for you and put our message out, Radio Valencia makes a lot of this possible. So, anyway, have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Happy Passover, Easter.
Passover and Easter. Passover. Celebrate them all. Yeah. Enjoy them. Enjoy them. Love one another. Be good to each other. All right. I've got one more set left. I'm going to play a little Sergeant Splendor now. A little Eric McFadden, yeah, and Kate Vargas. Oh, this is a good combo. Oh, yeah. All right, guys, I'll catch you one more time before I say goodnight, but we'll play a couple more live bands, new acts. And, I'm done talking.
Mama sick, digging for the wick, buried in the buzzy breast and rye. Pretty white and clean, foam on the screen, shimmy to an imitated cry. So you can close your eyes and feel the way I do. But you better get wise too. The death of the Hoochie Coo. Hoochie Coo. See, this is a final wine, bring you to the vinyl, overseas the replanting. Bottle up the sound, sell it by the pound, tell the kiddies it's a hot new thing. So you can close. Better get wise to the death of a Hoochie Coo. You can close your eyes, but you better get wise to you can close your eyes and feel the way I do. But you better get wise to the depth of the hoochie-coo. You can close your eyes, but you better get wise.
What's right?